It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. On Wednesday, New Mexico Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the state legislature deserves a leading role in spending decisions on over $1 billion in federal pandemic aid. The ruling delivered a rebuke to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and her attempt to forego the legislative process in deciding how to spend a big chunk of pandemic relief funding. A bipartisan group of state senators challenged the governor, saying pandemic spending is too important for only the governor to decide. President Joe Biden signed into law a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill Monday, and environmental advocates hope to maintain momentum as Congress continues to debate the Build Back Better Act. Here's Roz Brown of the Texas News Service.
Colin Layden is political director for the Environmental Defense Fund in Texas. He says the act would accelerate and enhance some of the climate provisions already included in the infrastructure bill and boost the state's clean energy transition.
We already lead the country on wind and solar, and this would accelerate that greatly. And then there's even more money in the Build Back Better Act for accelerating the transition to electric vehicles, tax credits.
Layden says Build Back Better also would create needed jobs in Texas and make investments to the state's electric grid to improve the everyday lives of Texans. The American Society of Civil Engineers gives 12 categories of infrastructure in Texas an overall grade of C, an upgrade from its 2017 grade of C-. Last February, Winter Storm Uri overwhelmed the Texas power grid, killing at least 200 people. It also left more than 10 million residents in the dark for several days. Layden says equity around electricity prices and energy efficiency is needed so consumers can save money on their electricity bills, which, according to estimates, would be around $500 per family each year.
A lot of our housing stock is old and leaky, and if the power goes out, whether it's a day or 2 days, and your house isn't well insulated, that's a dangerous situation.
Build Back Better also promises a universal pre-K program, wider access to high-speed broadband internet, and a reduction in health care costs. The White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressed confidence the bill will pass the House of Representatives this week, but it faces an uphill battle in the Senate, where opponents contend it costs too much. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Now to a local viewpoint. For years, public safety and criminal justice reform have been concerns for many New Mexicans. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts in this week's commentary.
1 year after leading the effort to strip police officers of their qualified immunity from civil lawsuits, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is now seeking additional funding for law enforcement. The governor will call for an additional $100 million to hire an additional 100,000 law enforcement officers throughout the state when the legislature meets in January, according to the Albuquerque Journal. She's also expected to call for reform of the bail system following a constitutional amendment passed by voters in 2016 that limits the use of cash bonds. The governor's office has not yet issued a statement as to exactly what she'll propose for the upcoming 30-day session in which she controls the agenda. This year's 60-day session, where the governor did not control the agenda, followed a summer of protests held in response to George Floyd's death in Minnesota. Lujan Grisham convened a civil rights commission, which called for a bill making it easier to sue police officers and other public employees for civil rights violations. The governor signed that bill into law this year, along with House Bill 183, which eliminates fines and fees for a number of crimes committed by juveniles. While other bills weren't as successful, there were numerous attempts by the legislature to curb police powers and reduce criminal penalties. This year, the pendulum has apparently swung back to the side of public safety, thanks to the continuing increase in Albuquerque's crime rate. The homicide rate in Albuquerque is up by 75% in the first quarter of this year, with 35 murders through mid-April. It's not just murder, and it's not just this year. Albuquerque has long had one of the highest overall crime rates in the nation, and one of the most troubled police departments. Albuquerque police have been operating under federal oversight since a Department of Justice report in 2014 found a pattern of unconstitutional use of force by the department. But what is happening in Albuquerque is not happening in the rest of the state. Las Cruces police report that homicide rates have not changed. There is a slight uptick in robberies, but the violent crimes were about the same as in past years. The challenge for the governor and the legislature will be to address what is a real problem in one city without stifling efforts towards police and criminal justice reform in other communities throughout the state. The answer can't simply be more police. As for the bail system, the old system of cash bonds was not equal justice under the law. If changes are needed to ensure compliance with court appearances, fine. But they can't result in poor people waiting for their trial date in jail, which is what we had before the amendment. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.